Changed it all, I had a ball, first of all, I got an obscene phone call. All I heard was heavy breathing and loud sounds of moans. An intimate kiss, followed by the dial tone. Repeatedly this person kept calling my home, giving graphic details of a sexual Jones. No clue of who, must have been a total stranger. Annoying me, yeah, but talking me out my anger. State your name and stop playing games. You wanna spark flames, it could be arranged. On your side of town, right around now, what you working with? Let me know how it's going down and the phone click. Then once again it rang with the records in the lab when she's doing her thing.
Broadcasting from the PLA Situation Room in Roy, New Mexico. You're listening to the Snowplow Show.
Now it's time
on Prank Call Nation.
Cactus.
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 Cactus. I am playing games.
Cactus.
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 Am I supposed to be doing this?
Cactus.
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 Cactus. This cocksucker.
Cactus.
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 You've got to be crap on my ball.
Cactus.
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 It's gonna be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
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 You're calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
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 Cactus. Roy the retarded boy.
Cactus.
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 How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
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 Cactus. You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
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 You think a tracer can stop me?
Welcome to the Snowplow Show, everyone. This is Roy, the retarded boy. I feel so bad for getting burned that badly by that guy who said that to me, but whatever. It's a part of the intro now. Today's episode is sponsored by Ben from Australia. Thank you, Ben. Today, Ben is going to be responsible for insurance fraud and making parents worry about their kids, but he'll also be responsible for keeping a ex-hooker on the straight and narrow. So it's okay, Ben, you're sponsoring good things today. And if you can't tell already, I've pre-recorded some calls. I'm just going to drop them in here. Because that's how I do shit these days. This is probably going to be a short show, though. Unless I can get some other people to answer their phones while I'm recording this. But there hasn't been a lot of answering today, so I don't know. People have been asking me about Patreon milestone goals. And I know I'm still behind on quite a few things, but summer is officially over today. Yesterday was Labor Day. School starting, all that, you know, things are going to get a lot less crazy around here, for me at least. Which is good, because that means I can start working on more stuff for the show. I still need to come up with some really nice quality Snowplow Show vinyl stickers. I've been trying out different designs. If you guys are Patreon subscribers, then you've seen some of the designs. And I haven't been happy enough with anything to order a large amount of high-quality stickers yet. So I'm still kind of looking. But that's something I should have done a long time ago. Still working on it. If anyone listening would like to send in a design for me, feel free. I've gotten quite a few like that. And there's always just one little problem that keeps me from making a sticker out of it. But I have gotten a lot of cool things I can use out of all of this, so that's nice. I think I said about 2 months ago that I was going to have the poster done by the end of the month, and I have not touched the poster since then, so that was a huge lie. But I'm just letting you all know about this stuff, so you know that I haven't forgotten. I'm not going to ignore the milestones. Every one of the milestones will happen. We're supposed to phone mob a radio station together, and I already have a couple of radio stations in mind for that particular prank. I just have to do a little bit of research and then organize it and get all of you guys to participate. The hardest part is probably going to be waking up super early on a Saturday morning. And then, of course, there's the new Telephone Falls episode. I've done a little bit of work on that, but no real serious work on it yet. But it's in the works. It's going to happen. Definitely before the end of the year on that one. Hopefully much sooner. But yeah, I need to get started on that because I've been lazy on all of this stuff. And I don't know if you guys noticed, but because the milestones were happening so quickly, because you guys are awesome and just keep supporting the show more and more each month, I spaced out the future goals a little bit farther. I took away whatever $800 a month goal there was and moved it up to like $1,300 a month, like the live security cam prank and the new video cam prank and the challenge coin. The next thing that's scheduled to happen at $1,000 a month is the brand new PLA album on vinyl. And I'm really excited about that one. I think that one will be fairly easy to put together And I might be looking for someone to draw a cartoon album cover on that one. So if you have drawing skills, let me know. Send me to your DeviantArt page or whatever, and maybe we can work something out. But other than the cost involved with printing up a bunch of vinyl records, that'll be the hardest part, is just putting together the album cover. So yeah, Patreon stuff, I haven't forgotten, I promise. It's all gonna happen, and hopefully things will start happening faster now that summer is officially over. Hopefully. Speaking of Snowplow Show designs, I think I mentioned this already. I'm sure I mentioned this already, but there's a new shirt in the Phone Losers Spreadshirt store. It's phonelosers.spreadshirt.com. If you go there, you'll see there's 5 brand new shirts. And one of them is a Snowplow Show shirt designed by Jasso. And it looks awesome on a shirt. I don't think it would look awesome on a sticker, unfortunately. But I like the shirt. I think it's a cool shirt. I'm probably going to get it for myself eventually. There's also a cactus toilet design by Travis. And someone named Robitussum sent in a design for a 7-Eleven cactus shirt, which is kind of cool. I changed the colors around and made 2 different versions of that. And then today I put up a new design. It's called Master Roy. It's like a spoof of MasterCard. And I'm betting Spreadshirt's probably going to pull it because of the copyright violation, if that is a copyright violation. It's a really old MasterCard logo, so I wouldn't think they would care, but I guess we'll see. Get it before it gets pulled. Tons of new shirts, though. Phonelosers.spreadshirt.com. Dearest RBCP. He didn't really say dearest, I just added that part in there. But a Desi guy wrote me and says, thanks for being a pain in the ass for the rest of humanity and the pleasure for your listeners. Could you ask this bartender to pronounce cactus 5 times at minimum at this bar and grill? And he gives me this number for a bar and grill. It's called the Cactus Club. So a challenge from Desi guy. One thing I should mention about this call is that the beginning is cut off where the guy answers the phone. So he says, Cactus Club or Cactus or whatever. And I'm just like, Cactus? Skype, the stupid Skype recorder thing that I use, it often cuts off the first part of the phone calls. So that's the problem here. Anyway, here's the call.
Cactus?
It is too. How are you?
Which company is this?
Who are you trying to get?
Which company did I reach?
We're the Cactus Club.
The what?
Cactus Club Bar and Grill.
Oh, is it pronounced... What is it? I'm sorry?
Who are you trying to call?
Well, this is Roy from the health department.
From the health department?
Yeah, are you on Cook Street?
Yep.
Oh, and which business did I reach?
I am a bar.
Right, but what's the name of the business?
Cactus Club.
What club?
Cactus Club.
And how do you pronounce it?
Cactus. Kind of like a big thing with pricks in it. You know, you stick your finger on them and it pricks you.
You don't need to curse at me.
I'm not cursing at you. It's a cactus. You've never heard of a cactus?
A what?
They got prickly things on and they prick your finger.
I'm a little confused. What is it
well,
again?
My name's Billy Bob Thornton, and I gotta go.
I don't believe that.
If you couldn't tell, that call was left over from last month, where the sound quality was really terrible. That's the last one you'll hear, until I take another out-of-town trip. That was horrible, though. Using Skype, digital voice recorder. But at least I won the challenge. I got him to say cactus a whole bunch. I forget how many times I was supposed to tell him to say cactus, but let's just assume I won. Hey, look, here's a Yelp check-in I can try. Maybe it won't just be 3 calls on today's show. It's a hair salon, too. One of my favorites. Hello, I'd like to talk to
Hi.
Hi, I'd like to talk to a customer who's in there right now. Her name is Leilani.
Leilani?
Uh-huh.
If you have some people named Leilani.
Hello.
Hello, is this Leilani?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Roy from the Visa MasterCard Authorization Company.
I'm sorry?
This is Roy from the Visa MasterCard Authorization Company.
Yeah.
You're in there, you're going to be using your credit card soon?
Why? How did you get this number? I don't get it.
Oh, well, we show the a 95% probability that you're going to use a stolen credit card. Like, we have a probability engine on our authorization computers now.
And which credit card are you talking about?
It'd be a Visa or a MasterCard, and you're using the wrong credit card. You're using somebody else's. Maybe you switched to them in your wallet. We don't want you...
I don't think it Who are you calling exactly?
Leilani Santos. We have a future predicting probability equipment in our computer system now, and we can tell.
I don't think this is the right. This is a legal call.
Oh no, no, this
I
is.
I have no idea who you are. Why would you call them? Would you be calling me at a place of business?
I'm trying to explain that to you. Listen, just don't use a credit card. Use cash today. You don't want to use your credit card because there is a 95.7 probability chance that you're going to use a card that's bad, and we don't want you.
What is the name of your firm?
It's Royco Visa MasterCard Authorization. This is the company that the Red Persimmon, whatever, however it's pronounced.
Let me ask the manager why you have this phone number.
Okay, well, just, maybe I should talk to the manager. I want to tell her not to accept
you
your credit card.
Okay, hang on 1 second.
Okay.
Hello? Excuse me. Yeah. I have no idea who this person is. Yeah, and they're asking me not to use my credit card. I don't know why they would have.
Your name, right?
Hello, ma'am? Ma'am? Oh, no. No, don't hang up. Oh, now it's busy. She's star 3-2-ing me. How can it be busy? Well, that's weird. I've tried about 20 times now, and it's busy. It's like they've taken the phone off the hook or something. Or they're tracing the call. I don't know. I'm gonna leave Leilani's Twitter open, though, just in case she posts something hilarious. Retro Retard, he has several numbers for me to call. He says, by the nature of my work, which I will not disclose, I've come across phone numbers for a family in Florida. The wife was quite chatty in telling me all about her family. I'll spare you the details, but they are great candidates for whatever awesome idea you may have, or use the ideas I've listed after their number if you aren't in the creative mood. That sounds good to me. Less thinking for me, but he has like 6 ideas here. And my favorite one is idea number 3. He wants me to call saying that I'm verifying some insanely large insurance policy another member took out on them. So I'm going to call the parents. I'm going to call the wife first. I'm going to tell her that her daughter took out a really large insurance policy against her. And we'll see where that goes.
Hello.
Hello, Donna.
Hello.
Hello, Donna.
Yeah.
Hey.
This
is David from Royco Insurance. And I'm just required to call and let you know that your daughter, Colleen, she took out a $275,000 life insurance policy on you.
What?
Your daughter, Colleen, she just opened a life insurance policy on you. And then she opened a second one on your husband.
Okay, and so what kind of joke is this?
Oh, no, it's not a joke, ma'am. No, we're just required. It's a state law. We have to let you know whenever somebody takes a life insurance policy out on you. We have to let you know about that.
Well, you're calling from Colleen's phone.
Right, yeah, she handed me the phone because I said I needed to call and verify. That you are the mother
of... What insurance company are you from?
You are the mother of Colleen, then?
Yes, but what insurance company are you from?
Royco Insurance.
How do you spell that?
R-O-Y-C-O.
R-O-Y-C-O.
Yeah.
And
she's taken out a $275,000 life insurance on each of you.
Hmm. Yeah, can I talk to her?
No. She's busy with another representative right now. She's filling out some paperwork.
Oh, she is, huh?
I can let her know to call you back whenever she's available.
Oh. Yeah, well, that sounds really good, since she should be at work.
I don't know. She's here at our office today. Maybe she's on her lunch break. But just so you know, I'm just a courtesy call to let you know that your daughter has taken out a very large life insurance policy on each of you. Ma'am?
Well, that's good to know. What is your phone number, please?
My phone number is 752-5000.
And your name?
My name is Steven.
And what's your last name?
Gerbel.
And how do you spell that?
It's G-H-E-R-B-I-L.
B-I-L.
Yes.
Gerbel.
I'm your Gerbel. I'm your daughter's new life insurance agent.
Oh, Okay, well, I'll please have her call me, or I'll call her phone back in a few minutes.
Okay, all right, yeah, she should be done in just like 5 minutes. She's signing up for a completely different thing, too, in addition to the life insurance.
Okay.
Okay, Miss Attitude. I mean, I'm just calling to let you know. It's just a courtesy call.
Something doesn't add up.
What doesn't add up? What are you talking about?
This does not sound like something my daughter would do.
Okay, well, she is an adult. She can do what she wants. You need to just, you
I'm
know.
Wondering if you're scamming me.
How would this be a scam? Have I asked for a credit card or anything?
No, because you wouldn't be getting one over the phone.
Yeah, it's not a scam. I'm just calling. It's just a courtesy call. I'm just calling to let you know. That's all I'm doing. Just a courtesy call, and then I can let you go.
Yeah. And who's your supervisor?
I don't have to tell you that. But, I mean, you can call our main number and get the information there. And that way you'll know it's not a scam. You can look us up. We have.
I will do that.
We have 12 stars with the Better Business Bureau. So we're fine. There's nothing wrong with our company. I don't appreciate the accusation either.
Oh, cry me a river.
I'm not crying. What are you talking about?
Goodbye.
You're not making any sense. Are you drunk or something?
I am at work.
Okay, well, you're acting really weird. Are you on drugs?
And I don't like that accusation.
Okay, well, you...
I am at work.
You started it with the accusations, trying to say I'm a scammer.
I just don't understand why you have my daughter's phone.
Because she handed me your phone. I had to look on her phone, so I would know that it's really you. Because, you know, she has you in her phone with your name and everything. So this is just how we do business here. Whenever someone takes out a life insurance policy this huge, we have to verify and let everyone know in case, you know, she's up to no good. Like, maybe there's a reason.
I've never heard of this. I've never heard of this.
Okay, well, have you ever...
In my 50 years of life, I've never heard of this.
Okay, well, this is just how it's done these days. You know, maybe things aren't the same as they were in the 50s for you.
Yes. Okay. All right, Mr. Stephen. Okay. Well, thank you for calling me, and I'll certainly take this under advisement, and I will be talking to my daughter then. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a nice day.
Yeah, you too. Goodbye.
Bye. Okay, well, I guess that went as well as can be expected. But she said she's at work, so I need to quickly call the husband before she does and let him know about the life insurance policy. Please, please, please pick up.
Hello?
Hello, Bernard?
Yes?
Hey, this is Steven from Royco Insurance. And I'm calling to let you know that your daughter, Colleen, she's taken out... Yeah. We just need to call and let everyone know that's involved. But she's taken out a $275,000 life insurance policy against your name.
Uh-huh.
And you know, whenever they set these things up, we just have to call and confirm and make sure you're aware of it.
Colleen did this?
Yes, your daughter, Colleen. She's here in the office right now. I'm calling from her phone.
Oh.
So just... I'm sorry?
Pardon?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And you just want to inform me about it?
Yeah, just to let you know, just, you know, to make sure she's not up to no good or anything like that. She took out a $275,000 policy on you and then another one on your wife, Donna.
I don't understand. Why would she want to do this?
I'm not sure. It's none of our business, really. We didn't ask. She just decided to take out a life insurance policy, and it's a state law. We have to call and let you know about that.
Could I ask her something?
Oh, she's actually she's over on the other side of the office right now. She just handed me her phone because she's signing up for a bunch of other things too, and she's doing a lot of paperwork today.
And where is this at?
I'm
where are you at? Calling from?
I'm calling from Royco Insurance.
And where is that located?
Oh, we're in Daytona Beach. Royco Insurance in Daytona Beach.
You said Colleen.
Yeah, Colleen.
What does she look like?
What?
What does she look like?
You don't know what your own daughter looks like?
I want, no, I don't know who you are I'm talking to. You know, I
okay, well, I mean,
Have Colleen call me up.
Okay.
Before you do anything.
All right, you can just call her up. I mean, she'll be done with this paperwork within an hour. But, I mean, this sounds pretty suspicious. I mean, you don't even know what your daughter looks like? Are you okay with the life?
No, I don't know why she's in Daytona Beach right now. She was supposed to be somewhere else.
Yeah, well, she said she skipped work today to come down and take out these insurance policies.
Have her call me, or I'll call her.
Yeah, you should just call her. I'm not her goddamn secretary. I'm just calling to let you know. It's state law. We have to let you know that she took out the life insurance policy on you.
I'll call her right up. Okay, thank you.
Okay, but hey, listen, I don't understand why you're getting an attitude with me, because I'm just doing my job here.
I'm just telling you, I'd like to talk to my daughter.
Oh, that's fine.
You got her phone?
Yeah, I've got her phone, but she's on the other side of the room right now. She's filling out paperwork.
All right, give her the phone back and have her call me.
Okay, well, I'll give her it back when I'm done with it, because I got to make some other calls.
On her phone?
Yeah, long distance, because we get charged in the office phone for the long distance calls.
Something doesn't smell right for me. That's all I'm saying. Why can't you? You have a company call. You can use your own phone.
I know, but we get charged for long distance. It's really expensive because it's a corporate phone system.
Yeah, so do I.
So we're going to be calling some of our African clients as soon as I hang up with you.
Why on her phone?
Because it's really expensive on our phone. It's cheaper on cell phones.
Okay, where are you located? Where are you located at?
I'm in
Daytona. I'm leaving Brooklyn. I can meet you there.
Well, no, I'm in Daytona Beach at Royco Insurance.
And where is it located? I'm in Daytona Beach.
Why do you need to know that?
What? Never mind.
I don't know why you're being so sketchy with me. I'm just trying to do my job here.
Goodbye.
What's your problem? I'm not sure if those calls were funny or not. I mean, I'm just making the parents worry a bunch. What the hell is my daughter doing? Oh, I don't know if this is right. I just tried to call both of the daughters, but I'm going to edit it out of the show because neither one of them answered. Tried a bunch of times. I think daughter number one's at work. Maybe daughter number two's at school still. These are both adult daughters, by the way. One's getting her doctoral degree or something. So it's okay then, right? I mean, that makes it completely okay what I just did. Completely okay. But yeah, no answers from either of the daughters. I was going to do a completely different idea on them from Retro Retards List. I'll leave these poor people alone. Now that I've got the parents thinking there's some crazy conspiracy with their daughter filling out insurance papers on them. Thanks, Retro Retard. I feel bad now. I have an email from Vinny, which says, "Hey RBCP, I was wondering if you could help me in finding a call. I found it about a year ago on YouTube, and I can't remember the name of it. It's been driving me crazy. I remember there being a Frontier operator that got into your conference, and every time you called somewhere, Circle K or 7-Elevens, I think, she'd yell at you. She'd yell at the other person that it was a fraudulent call and they should hang up. I think there was a guy on Frontier's end that got in on it too. And I do remember that happening, but I have no idea what show that's from. I know it's from a phone show, and I remember Laugh Track Matt being on that show, because he thought it was hilarious. And I think that's when we were calling that backdoor number for Frontier, where they would think we're calling from somewhere else, or something like that. I've got that in my notes somewhere. I'm looking at my notes now. Here it is. I've got two of them, actually. I have one in California and one in New York. Payphone 411 backdoor is what it's called. So it's an information operator, I guess, that thinks I'm calling from a payphone. Let's see if this still works.
Thank you for using Frontier Communications Solutions. For quality purposes, your call may be recorded.
Whoa.
Operator, what city and state, please?
Hello, I'm a Frontier technician. Can you tell me which number I'm calling from?
What is the password?
Hey, fuck you and your password. Just give me my number.
Okay.
Don't.
No, sir, I can't do that.
Don't deny me my request.
You'll have to call customer service for that, sir. 1-800-921-8101.
No, I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to call you back.
Okay, you'll get the same answer.
Nuh-uh, someone's going to fall for it. It'll work eventually.
Okay, you keep saying the F word. I'm sure somebody will gladly fall for it.
When did I ever say the F word? I never said the F word. And I think she's right, because I think I remember before we kept getting like the same two operators, and Matt was saying, yeah, they must be working out of their garage or something, their own little miniature phone company, their own miniature branch of Frontier.
Thank you for using Frontier Communications Solutions. For quality purposes, your call may be recorded.
City and state, please.
Hey, honey baby, I'm a technician with Frontier. And
Hi.
Can you tell me what number I'm calling from?
I'm sorry, sir. I don't think you're a technician because they don't call us honey baby.
Oh, listen, sweet tits. We can say whatever we want. I'm a human, just like you are.
He called me sweet tips.
Just tell me my goddamn phone number. It's important. It's for a test.
Yeah, our technicians definitely don't use that language, sir. Have a great day.
Hey, what do you know about your technicians?
I know that they don't use words like sweet nips and...
I never said sweet nips.
Sweet nips, sweet tips, all the same.
Hey, don't talk like that to me. You're a Frontier operator. You shouldn't be using that kind of language.
What city and state, please, sir?
Just tell me what number I'm calling from. What number does it say?
I'm sorry, that's against our procedures.
Okay. Hey, is the other person I talked to, is she in there too?
Yeah, of course she is.
Okay. Tell her hello.
She'll be calling back.
Tell her hello for me.
He said hello.
I'm gonna call
goodbye.
I'm gonna call my other backdoor number now. It's located in New York. You'll never get through to them quick enough to stop my dastardly plan.
I'm not trying to stop your plan, sir. Have fun.
My dastardly plan.
Okay. Have fun.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Bye bye.
All right, I'm gonna try New York now. I'm gonna try my backdoor New York. And we
got operator services, myself speaking, may I help you?
Hello, this is Roy. I'm a outside technician here with Frontier.
Yes.
And I'm just trying to find out, do you show which number I'm calling from currently? Like, which number does it show up on your display?
Yes. Oh, no, it didn't.
Oh, it doesn't?
It might have did when it first came in, but at the moment it doesn't.
Oh, that's weird.
Give me the date, time, and connection, you know, time.
It's just empty? There's just, like, nothing in there?
Well, it says from Walmart Supercenter.
Oh, it actually shows that I'm calling from Walmart?
Yes.
Oh, that's hilarious.
1-9-3-3-5-2-5-2-5-2-5-2-5-2-5-2-5-2-5-2-5-2-5-2-5-2-5-2-5-2-5-2-5-2-5-2-5-2-5-2-5-2-5-2-5-2-5-2-5-2-5-2-5-2-5-2-5-2-5-2-5-2-5-2-5-2-5-2-5-2-5-2-5-2-5-2-5-2-5-2-5-2-5-2-5-2-5-2-5-2-5-2-5-2-5-2-5-2-5-2-5-2-5-2-5-2-5-2-5-2-5-2-5-2-5-2-5-2-5-2-5-2-5-2-5-2-5-2-5-2-5-2-5-2-5-2-5-2-5-2-5-2-5-2-5-2-5-2-5-2-5-2-5-2-5-2-5-2-5-2-5-2-5-2-5-2-5-2-5-2-5-2-5-2-5-2-5-2-5-2-5-2-5-2-5-2-5-2-5-2
I don't want my listeners to hear the number I'm calling from.
The radio.
Yeah, yeah.
So you said you're from Frontier.
Oh crap! I just messed up. No, no, no. I'm.
Good night.
No, listen. I'm from Frontier. I'm a technician. I blew my cover. Crap. All right. this page that I pulled up these numbers on. It's in my notebook, and I have not been on this page in a long time because there is actually a number in here, and it's labeled the Carding guy with a $100,000 Mercedes. And I have not called him back since the original call to the Mercedes guy. So now I'm kind of wanting to call this guy and see what he says to me. But who can I say I am? I could say I'm with Mercedes. Do Mercedes have OnStar? I could pretend I'm OnStar. Wow, look at this tangent Vinny's got me on now. Thanks a lot for derailing the show, Vinny. I'm going to call him, though. I'm going to call a Mercedes guy.
Hold on. Dynasty.
Hello, this is Craig.
Hello,
hi, this is Craig from Mercedes.
Okay.
Yes, our detectors just detected on your Mercedes. The detectors that we have on there, it shows that someone just dinged your car.
Dinged my car? Which Mercedes?
On your $100,000 Mercedes, it shows that someone dinged your car on the sensor.
Which Mercedes?
I don't know. It shows that someone, took a key and just took their key and swiped it across the side of your Mercedes.
How can you tell?
Well, because we have sensors, and it's got a cellular connection, and it sends it down to us through satellites.
You probably called the wrong number.
No, no, it's definitely your number. You have a Mercedes, correct?
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Mercedes Incorporated, the car company.
Mercedes Incorporated.
Yes, yes, you bought your car. You have a Mercedes, so that's why I'm calling you.
Which one? What's my name?
Hell if I know. Listen, don't question me. I'm just trying to alert you to a problem.
I don't have...
What?
Trying
to call the wrong number.
No, no, it's not the wrong number. You're the one with the Mercedes. Can you check your Mercedes and see if there's a car ding on it?
No, I don't have it.
Did you look? Are you at your Mercedes right now?
I'm at work, like.
Oh, go look at your Mercedes real quick. Just go outside and check out your Mercedes.
Which Mercedes are you talking about? What model?
The one, it was driven today. I can see that on the GPS. I can see the GPS shows me that you drove today and you're at work.
Car?
We track everything.
What model?
I don't know. I can't see it from the sensors. The sensors don't show the model. And the camera's pointing away from the car.
Check out.
Are you checking yet? Hello?
Hello.
Carding guy? Hello? Oh, he put me on hold. Okay, well that was really boring. I'm just going to delete his number now. I don't know why I saved it. He was really hilarious in that old carding call. Okay, but yeah, thanks for the tangent, Vinny. I don't know where to find that call, on which phone show it was on. It might have been on an after show. Who knows? But if one of the listeners knows where that's located, then send me a message, and maybe I'll play it someday on the show, or at least I'll get in touch with you and let you know where to find it. And since that call to the $100,000 Mercedes guy was just completely unfunny, I'm going to play the original call right now, because that happened like a long time ago. It's been 3 years now, I think. A lot of you may have never heard that. But this comes from the time when I was having my listeners put notes on cars, and the notes would say, "Sorry I dinged your car, please give me a call." And it would have my Google Voice number, and people would call me up, and I would make up crazy stories about dinging their car accidentally. And everyone would get really angry with me, and it was always hilarious. So here it is. It's only 3 minutes, so I'm going to play it. Here it goes.
Roy, you ding my car. You left a note here with all your fingerprint on it. What's going on, man? All right, call me back. 644181. Call me back. Bye.
Hello?
Hi, this is Roy. I left a note on your car, and I'm calling you back because of your message.
Yeah, so what? You ding my car?
Yeah. Sorry about that.
What do you mean by sorry?
Well, I'm apologizing. Wait, what's the problem with that?
You ding my car and you're apologizing.
Well, what do you want me to do? You're getting... It sounds like you're really angry for no reason at all. I dinged your car and I was nice enough to leave a note. I don't see why you have to be a jerk about it.
A jerk about it? What you ding with?
What?
What do you ding my car with?
With my car.
With your car?
Yes. My car dinged your car.
Your car dinged my car and you hit and run and you call me I'm a jerk?
Well, I didn't hit and run. You just weren't around, so I left a note. That's proper car dinging etiquette.
So that's a proper way to do. Hit somebody's car and leave a note and then you can leave.
Yes. Well, I had my kids with me. I couldn't just hang out there all day.
My friend, that's a very expensive car, my friend.
Really? What kind is it? Is it an Audi?
You hit my Mercedes, my friend.
Oh. It didn't look like a Mercedes. It's kind of...
What? It looked like a TM to you?
I don't know. I drive a Chevy.
You drive a Chevy, you hit my car, and you say, leave the note, it's okay.
Yeah, well, I'm calling you back so we can make arrangements. Do you want me to give you my insurance information?
My friend, my car is $100,000 brand new. You hit that like that and you run away and you tell me...
But I'm calling back to give you insurance information. But with your attitude, I think I'm just not going to bother. I'm just going to hang up and you'll never hear from me again. And you just have to pay for it yourself. I'm pretty sure you can afford it since you drive a Mercedes.
You hit me and you tell me to fix it by myself?
Yeah, could you just do that for me, please? Because, you know, you have more money than me, clearly. I think it'd be best if you just fix it yourself.
Where do you live, my friend? In the States or in Canada?
I'm in Canada. I don't know how you get the idea that I live in the States. That was a dumb...
You live in Canada. You hit my car and you run, you leave a note. You're thinking it's okay. Expensive car, I can try. I can afford to pay it on my own.
Yeah, you can afford it, right? So I'll just let you go now. So
my car, I can afford it.
Yeah, your car can afford it, but mine can't. I think there was more damage to my car. So I think...
I'm going to need your insurance information to pay for the damage to my car. So could I have your insurance policy number?
Are you fucking nut in the head?
Yes, sir. I need your policy number right now. I've got a pen and a pink post-it, and I'm going to write it down.
You hit somebody's car and you ask for the insurance to pay for your car?
Yes.
You want to go to jail, this fucking guy?
Which insurance company are you with, sir?
Huh?
I'm going to need your name, and which insurance company are you with?
I'm going to fucking need your name, not you need my name, if you think you hit my car.
No, my name's Roy. I need your name and your insurance company's policy number.
My friend, if you think you hit my car, I don't ask for insurance, you ask my insurance?
Yeah,
you fucking hit and run, my friend.
I'm not your friend, I'm just some guy that hit your car. Can I have your policy number, please?
I think you are something wrong. Wait for the cop to call you, okay? Bye.
Russell Simmons has sent me a number. He says, this number is for my BFF Mary, a former heroin addict / call girl. You, Russell Simmons, are a horrible BFF, if that part of this is true. Russell wants me to call and tell her that I'm an associate of her former pimp, Marco, and I want to hire her to work for an escort service that services politicians in Texas. She will be working out of a basement in the Texas State Capitol building. And it's a secret job, and not to tell anyone. And I'll pay her half cash, half heroin. It's always hilarious to offer former heroin addicts heroin. Why wouldn't I do that?
Hello?
Hello, Mary?
Yeah?
Hey, it's Kevin from the State Capitol building here in Austin, Texas.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I'm an associate of your former pimp, Marco, and I was just wondering if you'd be interested in coming to work for us as an escort. We service politicians here in Texas.
No.
And you'd be working in the basement of the Alamo.
Okay, this is stupid.
What's stupid?
That's retarded.
What's retarded? What are you talking about?
The Alamo.
Politician. Okay. Politicians have needs too, okay?
Oh my god, who the fuck is this?
I don't know what your problem is. I'm just calling to ask you if you'd be interested. We can pay quite a bit of money, you know, compared to what you're used to.
Dude, that's so fucked up. Don't even ask me questions like that. Like, forget my number. I don't know how the fuck you got it. And leave me the fuck alone.
Hey, listen, I'm a state representative, and you can't talk to me like that.
You can just call me and ask me if I want to escort.
I know. That's it's legal when it's so when it's for politicians. It's like a...
That's not true.
It is too true. You just don't understand law and politics and stuff. Look, I understand because you're a call girl and you don't have an education. But, you know, with this program, we'd be able to put you through college and pay you. It's a really good deal. All right, yeah, apparently Mary is just not interested in bettering herself, so whatever.
Hello?
Mary, if you won't work for us, then you can't work for anyone, so don't even try and get a job with some other pimp, because it's just not going to happen.
I don't do that shit, okay?
Okay, well, let's, wink, wink, I'm sure you don't. But no, I'm just saying, if you try, we're going to shut you down immediately, because if you won't work for us, nobody can have you.
Okay.
Because you don't just deny a state representative. So you'll,
okay, well, that's cool.
You'll never work in this state again. And don't try and pull a fast one and think that you can just do it without us knowing. Because we're watching you. We're watching you now.
All right, whatever.
All right. See, now that was a positive prank call because it's going to keep her on the straight and narrow now. She's only going to do things that she's supposed to do. She's not going to get back into her shady lifestyle, thanks to me. Thanks to me and Russell Simmons. I think that's going to do it for this show. We're up to 39 minutes now. That's long enough, right? I haven't even done voicemails today. So, yeah, let's do that real quick. As long as these voicemails don't send me off into another tangent, should be fine if I play a couple quick ones. I'm only 12 voicemails behind now. I'm catching up.
Brad, guess who's fucking calling again?
No idea.
So it's the 15th, and your last show was on the 10th.
Oh, and you're complaining about I'm not doing enough shows. Haven't you been reading the site?
And I'm just wondering what the fuck is going on.
Out of town.
I sent you 50 cents. I haven't seen that you can't check yet.
Oh, you're not going to believe this, Mr. 50 Cents guy and Mr. Dollar or whatever guy. I put both of your checks in the bank today. So check your bank account. Hopefully you can look at pictures of my deposit slip, and that will have my bank account number on them, and you can work on whatever kind of fraud you've got in mind on my bank account. Because today I was at the bank and I put in your checks. So thank you very much for that dollar and 60 whatever cents that you sent me. And enjoy draining my bank account.
So are you
bank
just account refusing numbers. To go buy some balls so you can make a new show? Or what's the issue here?
Oh, the balls guy. The balls guy sent me a package in the mail, too. He sent me a bag of balls. So thank you for the bag of balls.
I mean, I just at a loss of words and don't know what
to And your
think.
Voicemail's just going to go on and on and on about how I don't do shows enough for you, so I'm just going to stop playing it. Thank you for the balls and the money. I needed the balls. Really needed the balls. I'll do something evil with those balls.
Hi, Brad. My name is Derek. I didn't take a moment to be serious on the show for a minute.
No. We already did this with Robin Williams. What the hell?
Brad Ian is a listener of the show until my, but he has been in a bad place, and his Facebook, or her, sorry, fucking shit. Okay, her Facebook is deactivated, and I haven't heard from her in a while, so Ian, if you're listening, please message me on Skype or something. Thank you.
Yeah, now I'm some kind of lost connections forum for you guys. One more voicemail. One more.
Hey, Brad. Next time you do the grass killing, you can mention the chemical crossbow. It's a herbicide. It kills blackberries like really good.
Crossbow.
Keep up the great videos, and also crossbow. Giggity. Look it up. Bye bye. See you.
I will try to remember that crossbow. I'm sure I'm pronouncing it wrong because your phone was cutting out a little bit there.
Hey, Brad. Remember that crazy song in the Super Mario Brothers movie, Walk the Dinosaur? Man, that was crazy.
It sure was. That was a crazy song. I actually don't remember that from the Mario Brothers movie, but I do remember it on the radio constantly. Really got on my nerves. Okay, so that's it, everyone. Thank you for listening. Thanks for supporting the show, if you support the show. If you don't support the show, goddammit. Patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.org/cactus. Support the show. Make more of them happen so I can do shows every single day for the rest of my life. I'm sure I won't regret that happening. Hey, I'm going to end the show with a song I heard last night on a podcast. It's the podcast called Manic Mondays, run by Insane Ian. You can listen to this podcast on manicmondays.net. I don't even remember the name of the song. I don't remember the artist. I just remember it has Watsky in it. And I like Watsky, kind of. And it was a funny song, so I'm just going to play it straight from the podcast. Because, I'm not going to, like, support these people or anything and buy their music. I'm just going to play it from the Manic Mondays podcast. So if you like the song, go to manicmondays.net and follow the links from there to buy it.
Yo, I'm coming hard for Friday, like a pedophile at his computer desk, watching Rebecca smile. I go the extra mile, the marathon's 27th mile, then I hit the ice cold beverage aisle. I got a cast iron liver, and I would rather drown my sorrows than cry a river. I use my brain like you use a plane flight ticket. Now I'm in a place where all the fences are white picket. The only way it might get disturbing is if you're bothered by the sound of light cricket chirping. I just let it soak in like Robitussin. About the fast-paced rat race, there's no discussion. I'm just trying to get into the proper mood. Remix of everyday life, chopped and screwed. What can I do to get the weekdays behind me? Watsky, remind me, thank you kindly.
Monday in the nutsack, Wedgie Wednesday's butt crack. I'm coming hard for Friday, and if you're not, get the fuck back. Kick Monday in the nutsack, Wedgie Wednesday's butt crack. I'm coming hard for Friday.
You're not, get the fuck back.
Compared to mine, all testicles, heck, a
small. Tiny. But mine crack walls like a wrecking ball. Shiny. When my checker draws fall, y'all's the ornaments fit for a porno flick. Time to deck the halls. I'm glad it's all finished. The week was all business. But now I'm chillin', sprawled out with a tall Guinness. I'm gonna set the world record for the funnest time ever had on the planet, so everybody call Guinness. I swear a lot, this ain't Fisher-Price. If I'm a bad influence, then here's some great advice. Kids, don't be a dickweed. Appreciate the shit out of the present moment and be fucking nice. I whistle weird for the tune of it. They all did it, ruin it. We spent 2 months on this here bluegrass folk rock hip-hop album because we really felt like doing it. So everybody, kick Monday in the nutsack. Kick it, Reggie, Wednesday's butt crack. I'm coming hard for Friday, and if you're not, get the fuck back. Kick Monday in the nutsack. Real hard, Reggie, Wednesday's butt crack. I'm coming hard for Friday. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm an American. I put my work in, and when my work's done, it's time for Perkins. Hey, let's invite the vultures down to have a drink. They must be getting tired doing all that circling, cause it's the world's end. We're overheat-elated, and from what I hear, we're also over-people-ated. So there's no room, or we'll just explode soon. So let's get inebriated and forget what we created. So I've been thinking, we should have a big party for all humans, and even women, ladies. For the dumb southerners, the lazy Mexicans, the Arabs, and the coloreds, and their peckers, and the cheap Jews, which is me too, I'll even treat you.
Look, I am.
But just this once, because nothing's free, dude. And when the fiery end comes, we'll burn up quicker, because we're full of liquor. So everybody, kick Monday in the nutsack. Don't be afraid, just wind up and do it. Kick Monday.